Hey, now when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening to all of you people out there, and especially to all of you Blood River Radio family members, and especially to all you Blood River Radio members out there, you precious few that keep us on the air with your sacrifice, your sacrificial donation, because money is very hard to come by. And even if you do have a lot of money, it's just kind of like having a basket full of leaves now, but with inflation so horrible. Anyway, people, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We're proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio, syndicated nationally with old Sam Bushman and company, Liberty News Radio. And today is about the second or third week that we're going to be broadcasting in March. It's the 15th of March in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, 2025. There is no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. I always say, and I'll believe it till I die, it's Jesus Christ plus nothing. That's right, folks. Church ain't going to save you. A preacher's not going to save you. A pope, nothing. Nobody is going to save you when it comes that time. When the balloon goes up and you answer the call, it's going to be you, God Almighty, Jesus Christ. That's it. Well, that, people, this is a Christian radio show. With that little speech I just gave you there, if you will, just bow your heads. We're going to say a quick prayer. Almighty Father God, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of all that's seen and all that's unseen, oh Lord, you spoke the entire existence into being. You created time. There was no time until you created time, Almighty God. As Scripture says, Lord, you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Lord, we'd like to thank you for everything you've done for Liberty News Radio and for Blood River Radio, all of our staff, all of our family members, all of our friends, all of our listeners. I'd like to especially thank you for keeping Blood River Radio on the air, for keeping us fighting for your glory, O Lord, fighting against Satan, against the enemies of all your creation. I'd like to thank you so much. I'd like to ask you, Lord, to continue to give us the wisdom and the strength to fight the enemy. And Lord, most of all, what I value more than anything, Lord, is honesty, integrity, and even from those virtues, I value courage more than anything. If a man doesn't have courage, I don't want to have nothing to do with them, oh Lord. I ask you to continue giving us that courage. Always let us ride to the sound of the gunfire to fight in your name. Ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. People, if you will, keep Rand and his wife, Miss Patty, in your prayers. He was supposed to be on today with me and Scott, a.k.a. Kilroy, but they're right down in the path of some hellish tornadic storms. He's having to seek shelter at a shelter place. I talked to him today. I said, don't even think about trying to broadcast. It's not worth getting blown away. People, with that, we always, after the prayer, we always go to the donors, and we've had three this week. And I value them so much. Guess what we have? What a surprise, Ken, Big Ben of Lynbrook, New York. We call him Big Ben because he's as reliable as Big Ben. He never misses a beat. He donates sometimes one or two times a month. I would love to meet that Big Ben someday. But thank you so much, Big Ben from Lynbrook, New York. And we got a donation from my little sister, Janice Hamblin. She is the proud property of Rich Hamblin. Rich, the bearded wonder, who really, I've got to come up with a better nickname for Rich. But I rode to Charlottesville with Rich. That's how I met him. I've told you all that a bunch of times. I wouldn't take anything in the world for Rich. He's the real deal. And get this, people. We got a donation from none other than the bitter ender himself. And I'm going to read this note. I'm going to tell you what. I wouldn't take any amount of money for this note he gave me, he sent me. And as a matter of fact, it's going to frame it. It's going to be on the wall, on my office wall, with some of the other things that Gene has sent me. I got to read this. I won't read it when Gene's on, because Gene is, he doesn't like praise. He's very humble, and he never, you know, he won't even claim credit for the things he does. But he says, I don't know anything. I don't know anybody I respect more than Gene Andrews, a.k.a. the Bitter Ender. But here's what he sent me with his donation. He says, Eddie, just a small donation to try and help the Blood River rolling on downstream. Keep hanging in there. Too many of our people talk a good game, but turn out to be summer soldiers and sunshine patriots. You and Blood River Radio are certainly winter soldiers. Gene, I wouldn't take any amount of money for that. No way, Jose. So anyway, that's our donations for this week. And I really value every single one of them, because money, like I said, is very hard to come by. Anyway, here's a quick outline. We have Kelly from New York and Paul Fromm coming on hour two. Hour three is it's going to be Confederate history with the professor himself, the Bitter Ender, Gene Andrews. This hour here, the first hour, we have my brother, my proud brother in arms, Kilroy. Kilroy, we might say, you could really say he's operating behind enemy lines in hardcore communist, leftist, Bushovic country. I won't say which state, but he is highly active. He passes out literature from the Guam Defense Network, and he does it at his own risk, because where he is I won't even say what section of the country he's from, because the so-called legal authorities have been trying to root him out like bloodhounds, but so far he's laughing in their face and they hadn't caught him. Anyway, and so with that introduction, before we go to the break, when we come back from the break, when we come back with the break, we'll play this great Tucker Carlson, retired Colonel McGregor. I think Doug McGregor. I don't pay a lot of heed to retired military people, but and even McGregor, but he's right on the money with this video we're getting ready to play when we come back from the break. So anyway, hey, how you doing, Kilroy?
I'm doing good, Eddie. How about yourself?
I'm doing better since you're here. I'm really, really glad to have you. I'll just tell the audience, you're a very smart guy. I knew that the first time I saw you. You're eloquent. Your speech is crystal clear. It's almost like you went to speech school, and you knoweth what you say. When you speak, I've never heard you say anything that didn't carry the weight of authority, but I'm really glad to have you on, and I'm hoping I get you on a regular basis. I really am, and because I know that you're living in Zog, even worse than it is here, and I know you're under kind of, really and truly, I'm not exaggerating, people under some dangerous situations there, but he's continuing to soldier on, and he's blessing us with a gift of his appearance tonight. Because I tell you what, there's no way in hell I could carry this whole show. I surely couldn't carry 3 hours by myself week out. So anyway, I've got some topics we'll talk about. We'll be going to a break. Well, about a minute and a half, probably be going to a break, if that long. But when we come back, we'll play this audio, video from up there. We'll play about 3.5 to 5 minutes of it. It is dynamite. We'll throw some topics out I got and some you have. We'll cover all we can. So before when we come back to the break, so how would you like to say something to our precious Blood River Radio family before we go to a break, Kilroy?
Well, sure. You were trying to keep my location secret. Well, my bitter location, I appreciate that. But you can certainly mention Minnesota is where I am.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that's totally fine. And, you know, a couple of things I was going to bring up are local news from behind enemy lines, as you said. So, yeah, certainly want to call Minnesota out. I don't want to shy away from what they deserve as far as letting the spotlight shine upon what they do to all the people who live here. And
I sure appreciate you being honest like that, because I never knew it was that bad up there. I knew that Wisconsin, Madison was horrible. But anyway, folks, we're going to do a quick break, and then we'll cut Kill Real off. But we'll be right back after this break. We'll come back. We're going to play an audio. I think you'll like it. Be right back, folks.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Dear Blood River Radio, as promised, dear Blood River Radio family members, as promised, we're going to roll this clip. We have a lot of very important, dangerous topics to talk about tonight. We can't possibly get to all of them, but we're going to get to as many as we can. We're going to play this audio. Miss Lizzie's going to play it, and it's going to kind of set the tone for the rest of this hour. So go ahead, roll that clip, Miss Lizzie.
There's nobody here. We walk outside, find anybody who says, well, you know, there's a train leaving, you know, for Ukraine. You can get all your equipment, draw it right there in the train station, get on and go and fight Ukraine. See how many people show up. Oh, well, why don't we bomb Iran? Would you like to be part of the strike package? We have a seat for you in a B-2 and you can watch the bombs go off. Would you like to do that? Nobody wants to do that. There's no interest in this country in any of that crap. But people in this country are damn well interested in what's happening on the Mexican border, and I just spent 3 days down there. And they're damn well interested in what's happening in Mexico, because they know that that is a cesspool of barbarism, savagery, criminality. And that's our existential threat. Not China, not Russia, not Iran, not anywhere. We can manage those things. President Trump can manage those things. This thing down on the Mexican border is really at a boiling point. We need to understand that.
Tell me, what does that mean?
Well, what it means is that the cartels run everything. I mean, we hear about this President Sheinbaum in Mexico. Forget it. You know, she controls, 40 square kilometers in Mexico City. This whole thing is an organized crime state. Everyone in Mexico knows the truth. You know, if you go to Mexico City, my oldest son was just down there for a month. and he speaks very fluent Spanish, and he was talking to lots of people, and he loved the place, loved Mexico City, loves Mexicans. But they'll tell you flat out, well, don't go there, and don't go here, and don't go there, and don't ride in this cab, and don't take this automobile, don't go to that airport. You know, everybody knows the truth. Everybody knows who operates what, who controls what. And if you navigate through this maze of invested power of the cartels, you can survive. But if you accidentally cross into their territory and are seen as a potential problem in any way, shape, or form, you're dead. But at the same time, you've got whole families of these cartels, people that work for them that are being treated for dental needs, medical problems, whatever else. I mean, you join the cartel, you get free health care. You get all of this. It's bizarre, but it's real. And you pointed out the weapons going down there are serious. I was down there, and we talked to several people who are border patrolmen, also talked to some Texas Guard people, and said, we just go 100 yards on the other side into Mexico, and behind the ridgeline over there, you'll see all the weapons, all the RPGs, the Javelin missile systems that have found their way to Mexico.
Javelin missile
system? Oh, yeah, yeah, we've got it. They've got those things over there.
From Ukraine?
Yeah, sure. Well, we sent over, I don't know how many, what, 1,000 of them? And several hundred were captured by the Russians. And then I'm sure several were sold on the black market. I mean, about 50% of everything that showed up there ended up somewhere that didn't belong. You know, it's just one huge corrupt industry in Ukraine. And the longer we feed it cash, the worse it will get. So you've got to starve it of cash, starve it of ammunition, and end it. Ukrainian people will ultimately thank you for it. They've had enough. I don't care what
that, Lizzie.
Various people say they're.
I think that gives a picture of that paints. I tell you what, that paints a portrait that a whole textbook could not do any better. Before we go to Scott, excuse me, before we go to Kilroy, I'd just like to point this out. People, if you heard one of the key points that the colonel talked about and mentioned, and that Tucker Carlson, the colonel was on Tucker's show. He said that where those weapons are coming from. People, do you know what? High-tech Javelin missile systems on the border of the United States, they have APGs down there, armored personnel carriers, APCs. They have anything, a lot of the stuff that the United States military's got. And he said it's coming from the Ukraine. These weapons being sent from the United States, the billions of dollars by this satanic working, the Democratic Party is no longer, it's not a liberal party, it's a satanic, they've gone full-blown Satan. They're sending all these, they send all these weapons over there, these countless billions, and nobody believes that those weapons are really being sent over there, and all that money's been sent over there for a good reason, for the reasons that they're supposed to be, that they're purported to be sent over there for. And they're selling them on the black market. They sell them with these drug gangs. And I also like to point out what the colonel didn't mention. Israel has been doing this for years and years and years. Israel has been selling these weapons to China, to Russia, to the Mexican cartel. That's one of their main industries there. But that's where it's coming from. I want to set that up. It's to tell you how dangerous it is down there. And I just don't know. I'm going to bring Kilroy in right now. Kilroy, I set that table, brother. Hope I didn't catch you by surprise too much, but go ahead and take off on that, if you will, brother.
Well, you know, one of the things we need to think about that make the cartel in Mexico and pretty much all of Latin America such a force to be reckoned with is if you think about the mass illegal immigration, there wouldn't be any country that was listed there, China, Russia, or Iran, who has infiltrated our borders more than the Mexican cartel. There's millions of them already here. We're talking way more than, you know, splinter cells of Al-Qaeda and things like that, although they're dangerous. Just the mass size of it's not even, like you wouldn't even refer to them as cells. They're integrated into our population at all levels.
that alone just tells you you've already been flanked to a large degree by the time the whole thing kicks off.
You know, Kilroy, I'd like to also add this. Not one American soldier, airman, sailor, marine, or citizen has been killed by Palestinians. Palestinians hadn't come over here and invaded our country. Now, the same goes for China. The Chinese have not invaded our country, you know, with these people out there. We haven't lost one person to that group. And it's especially Russia. Russians are the largest repository of white people I know of, the United States, in the world, excuse me. And they're a Christian nation. They're not the threat. This guy made it plain. And I'd like to doubly point out the Lazinski is a hardcore Jew. A Jew, I've heard, you know, he's been a comedian and like a male dancer. What it's just so ironic that Ukraine is predominantly, I mean, it's all white, and they're a Christian nation. They're, you know, they're Orthodox Church, but they're Orthodox. But and you know what, the Russians have not bothered us at all. So why? I mean, why in the hell? Oh, I'd like to point out one more thing too. I cut the audio off before the colonel mentioned it. Surprise, surprise. This takes me back to Inspector Jim Rothstein. The United States politicians and United States, what do they call them? The officials, authorities. Guess whose payroll they're on? The colonel says in this clip, they're on the cartel's payroll. So, Kilroy, you know, you're ex-GI or ex-Navy. If this being the case, these low-end stinking politicians on the payroll of the cartel, if they get wind, just to say the United States is going to send in the 5th Ranger Battalion down there on the border and make a surprise attack, the 82nd Airborne, or elements of the 1st Marine Division down there. I mean, do you think the cartel might get a heads up, an advance heads up? It's beyond belief, Kilroy. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, there'd be no surprise for sure. But I do believe that if we decided to pull our heads out of our asses and take it seriously and dedicate those level of military resources to the border, it wouldn't matter whether they knew it was coming or not. There'd be nothing they could do about it.
I second that. I really do. I kind of temporarily lost my thought there. But, you know, I'd like to point this out. It wasn't the Palestinians that have our border wide open. These hated Palestinians. Just ask any Southern Baptist or ask any Judeo-Christian or any virgin whore with the same thing as a Judeo-Christian. Ask them how many Palestinians have killed Americans, illegal Palestinians. How many illegal Russians? How many illegal Chinese? Not nary one. It's always these illegal invaders. And guess what? How many Palestinians have been responsible for destroying our border? How many Chinese, how many Russians have been responsible for destroying the border? Has the Soviet Union, has Russia, has China, has Libya, have they been working in our own Congress and Senate as dual citizenship but single loyalty? Who has been the force behind destroying our border and bringing all these mongrels, all these killers, all these white-hating, non-white killers into our country? Who's been responsible for it? And you know what? It's like Dave Gehry said. I'll agree with him. I give him credit all the time. It's always Jews all the time. It's the stinking Jews have been 100% behind destroying our border, along with their flackies, their groom of the stool, their chubbas goys, politicians. Folks, with that, we'll be right back after this quick break. Just a 5-minute break. Go get some coffee.
Hello. How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. United States launching various strikes in Yemen early today. President Trump is promising, quote, overwhelming lethal force until the Houthis cease their shipping attacks on U.S. vessels. At least 17 people are known to have been killed in a huge storm system across parts of the Midwest and South. Among the casualties, 10 of those casualties in Missouri, 3 people killed in Texas in a blinding dust storm. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says flash flooding likely yet today.
For part of today, there's a significant flash flood risk. Basically, the highest risk is between Memphis and Nashville, across western and middle Tennessee. And a little bit of southern Kentucky and northern Mississippi and Alabama.
Also at townhall.com, former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says President Trump does have the right to deport green card holder Mahmoud Khalil for organizing violent anti-Semitic protests last year at Columbia University.
You can deport somebody, obviously, unless and until they become an American citizen, for any cause for which you could have denied them the visa in the first place.
Senator Talent telling the Salem Radio Network Khalil is not only an outspoken supporter of Hamas, but also committed crimes, including the destruction of property.
If you're not a citizen of the United States and you are here by sufferance of the American people and you violate our laws, you can be expelled.
El Salvador agreeing to accept from the United States 300 members of a Venezuelan gang for 1 year. The deal will cost $6 million, about $20,000 per person. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht. What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, I'm a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys of the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at LibertyNewsRadio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand.
We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at LibertyNewsRadio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. LibertyNewsRadio.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. Hope you had time to get you that quick cup of coffee. I started to, but I've already been drinking quite a bit today. Listen, folks, we're going to shift gears. We're going to go to talk to about another very, very serious scenario here affecting us here in the United States especially. It's called DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. I get this. There was a DEI activist caught sharing air traffic control exam answers with minority candidates. Minority, what that really means, that's code for blacks, anything other than white. Everybody's mama knows that they are not a minority, they're in the majority. But he was he got caught sharing the answers to the test the people have to take when they're going through training to become air traffic controllers. Okay. That article, I got that from the Daily Mail. The fellow's name is Sheldon Snow. If you pull up his picture up, Sheldon Snow is a buck. He's a big buck. He looks like he could be on the defensive line of any pro or any big-time college football team. He's also the head of the National Black Coalition of Federal Aviation Employees, because they'd be so discriminated against, they're being held back by Whitey from day one. Anyway, so he got caught doing that. So far as of it's been going on, they said since 2014, nothing has happened to this fellow that I know of. And look, I mean, and we're going to go to Scott, and we talked about an airplane crashing recently, mysteriously from the mysterious flying pattern of this helicopter, et cetera, in this airline. And plus, we have some other stories brought to you by DEI. So with that, Kilroy, go ahead and take off, brother.
Well, back here in Minnesota, I might as well bring to light some of the things that are happening here. One thing that happened this past week, which is the third time they've tried to do this, the University of Minnesota is being investigated for alleged violations of anti-discrimination law. Apparently, the U.S. Department of Education Office for the Civil Rights, the OCR, has opened up investigations to the University of Minnesota's Twin City campuses for alleged violations of Title VI of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. So basically what they're being investigated for, 45 different universities are being investigated. Minnesota's just one of them. I don't know where the other 44 are, but they're nationwide, I believe. But by partnering with the PhD Project, an organization that provides support to provide doctoral students with insights into obtaining a PhD, but limits eligibility based on the race of the participant. So basically, they're just ignoring the Supreme Court proceeding that states that treating students differently on a basis of race to achieve nebulous goals such as diversity, racial balancing, social justice, or equity is illegal. And they just keep doing it anyway. I think this is just we're going to continue to see this form of super arrogant Democrats. Arrogant Democrats, this is just one example that they view themselves above the law and they do what they want. And what they want is all that matters. They'll violate any law to achieve their means, including murder, in my opinion. Well, not even yes. In my opinion, that's a fact. So, I don't know where it's, this is why we should always, our default response to anything, and even if it seems like a small thing, should always be to resist, because they've proven time and time again that if you give them an inch, they don't take a mile, they take a million miles. So, you know, just always resist. I think that's the best thing you can do. Give them resistance right from the word go.
Amen. You know, I was talking to Kilroy during the break. I said, well, what about, you know, if the Supreme Court has come out and made their ruling, and these jokers in the University of Minnesota, University of Memphis, University of California, Los Angeles, doesn't matter where, if they're violating federal law, I was telling Kilroy, why does the United States Attorney General, I believe, or whoever the hell is the head of the United States Marshal Service, I would think they would be, I think they head the FBI, I don't know who's head of the federal marshals, but I don't know why they don't send federal marshals out to these places like the University of Minnesota, these other universities, and arrest these jokers and throw their sorry ass in jail. Or even this, like when Governor Orville Faubus, and was it 1957? I lived through it. I think it was 1957. He was governor of Arkansas. And when the communist Jews integrated one of the finest high schools in the United States of America at the time, was Little Rock Central. Little Rock Central had a reputation all over the United States, if maybe even the world, I don't know. But they had very high quality, very high standards of education. They were as good as any private school. They did all kinds of things. They put on plays, you know, professional type Broadway plays. They were always tops in the nations in mathematics and chemistry and all the academics. And all that came to a crashing halt. That train ran into the bridge was out, and it ran off into a huge canyon when this federal judge ruled that they had to integrate their schools. And General Eisenhower, the son of a bitch he was, he sent the, I believe it was the, it doesn't matter what Army division, I think it was the 101st Airborne, or was it the, he sent the military into Little Rock, Arkansas, and they integrated Little Rock, Arkansas with bayonets at the white students and white parents. They fought to keep that school from being destroyed. You know, the bitter ender and I talked about that high school probably a year or two ago. He said now it's just like, it's supposed to be, I think, like a museum or something, but it's just like growing up in weeds. The windows are broken out. It's been destroyed. To show you how much respect these blacks have for something like that, you can't even go in near it. It's so dangerous there. The same thing happened. I also lived through this when I think it was JFK sent federal troops into Oxford, Mississippi. That would have been what, around 1961, 62, when they got His Highness James Meredith, the first black ever to go into the University of Mississippi. Well, again, Bennett Point, and I believe that there was people shot, maybe killed, by the Army National Guard in Oxford, Mississippi. Fast forward to 1963. Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Governor George Wallace at the time, he later ran for president, was shot by, an assassin, but he survived. If he's still alive, he's crippled. But that son of a bitch, JFK, ordered the troops into Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and that's how they integrated it. And the point I'm coming to is, if you'll go back and look at Little Rock Central High School, and you look at University of Mississippi, and you look at the University of Alabama, they have been, their academics have been greatly injured. The main goal of these Jewish politicians, Kilroy, was that we have documents proving it. We have one document, as a matter of fact, written by Paul Fromm, called the Clergy Plan. And they talked about this integrating these schools 125 years ago, and they said one of the reasons they were going to do it, so they get these bucks in there, these football, these bucks, big old buck football players, so they could breed them to white women and breed out the white race. Because these Jews hate, they despise you, they hate you, they hate your kids, they hate your grandkids, they hate your parents, your grandparents. They hate you, they hate us if you're white, and they will never rest until you're dead. And then after you're dead, they still won't be dissatisfied. They will want to defecate on your grave. They won't be, they'll want to build slaughterhouses on your grave. They hate you with a satanic hatred because they are their father, the devil. Scott, go ahead, brother. I don't want to hog up the whole segment. We're getting ready to go to a break, but if we run out of time before we go to this break, we'll just go. We'll bring you back as soon as this breaks over. Go ahead, Kilroy.
Okay. Well, yeah, 100% true on all of that. For sure. The Jews they seem to treat America like a sacrificial lamb. Anything we can do for them, they're all about. But anything other than that, they don't care if we waste away.
I don't know if you hear the music or not, but Kilroy, yeah, we have to go to our last break. Be right back, folks. Hang on your seats.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'd like to remind you, we're going to have Kelly from Canada and Paul Fromm on the second hour. And you know what? Our kind of new guy, Kilroy, if he wants to, we're going to invite him to stay over. If nothing else, like Rand always talks about, even if he didn't get to say anything, just lay in the weeds and listen. But I think he'll have an opportunity to contribute because he's a sharp guy. He really is. And he's definitely one of us. So anyway, continue on, Kilroy. Take us to the barn, fella.
Okay. Well, thank you, Eddie. One of the other things I wanted to bring to everyone's attention was the Minnesota Democrats have introduced for the third time a $1 million reparations bill. They brought it to the table in 2023. It was also $100 million at that time. Last year, again, but only asking for $500,000 that year, which I don't understand. Maybe it was an oversight, or maybe they were just trying to see if they could get something through the door. But then again, now this year, they're back at $100 million. It says Democratic legislators legislatures introduced a bill this week that would create an advisory council that would distribute up to $1 million in reparation grants to Minnesotans who are descendants of the slaves. And that seems so ridiculous up here in Minnesota. I mean, if this doesn't show that, you know, you give them an inch, they take a million miles. This used to be exclusive for southern states, this argument. Now they're trying to pass this in Minnesota, a state not only in the north, but a state that borders Canada, for crying out loud. So if we're on the chopping block as white people up here in Minnesota to pay reparations to descendants of the slaves, that means everybody in this country, probably even Alaska, is probably even Hawaii is probably, you know, under the possibility of being under attack. It's called SF-2368. You can look it up. And it's sponsored by five Democrat senators, Sandy Pappas, who's your typical white female liberal, Erin Mae Quaid, who they say is one of the first black women to ever be voted into Minnesota office. But if you look at a picture of her, she's as white as I am. She's probably slightly more black than Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren is Indian at best.
I was hoping you'd say draw that analogy. But go ahead, Kevin Roy. That's funny as hell. Yep. Donald Trump sure got to call her Pocahontas.
Oh, that was no kidding. And then there's Susan Foss. She's a Hmong American. You have Liz Bolton, she's another white female liberal. Omar Fetah, who if you look up a picture of him, he looks like the head Somali pirate in the movie Captain Phillips. And if you don't know about the Somali problem here in Minnesota, I don't think there's another state that has more Somali immigrants living in it. We know about the other Omar. She married her brother to get into this country, and she's still here, you know. But, so that's pretty much that. Let's see if there's anything else. And of course, Black Lives Matter is right behind it. Minnesota Migration Act. Last month, where Representative Frazier said the country doesn't want to face the fact of just how dark and atrocious and egregious our history was in this country, and acknowledge the harm that was done to descendants of those folk. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, they're still suffering. Kilroy, they're still suffering. They have so many problems because they were, you know, 160 years ago, they were slaves. She's just hacking.
Yeah, I swear. I mean, if we didn't completely harm them in such a way, they'd still have bones in their noses and discs in their lips and rings around their neck to see how long they can stretch it, and that would be the form of their status.
You know, that reminds me, and I hadn't looked at this in a long time. I think I'm going to read this. I think I'm going to take a second. This is by Thomas F. Dixon, Jr., written in 1905. I'll hurry this up through because this goes messages with what you just got through reading. This DEI and all this stuff trying to lift up these blacks. It's an impossible task. Here's what Thomas F. Dixon says about the blacks. Since the dawn of history, the Negro has owned the continent of Africa, rich beyond the dream of poet's fancy, crushing acres of diamonds beneath his bare feet. Yet he never picked one up from the dust until a white man showed him its glittering light. His land swarmed with powerful and docile animals, yet he never dreamed a harness, a cart, or sled. A hunter by necessity, he never made an axe, spear, or arrowhead worth preserving beyond the moment of its use. He lived as an ox, and I'd say they still do here in Memphis, content to graze for an hour. In a land of stone and timber, he never sawed a foot of lumber, carved a block, or built a house save of broken sticks and mud. With league upon league of ocean strand and miles of inland seas, For 4,000 years, he watched their surface ripple under the wind, heard the thunder of the surf on his beach, the howl of the storm over his head, gazed on the dim blue horizon calling him to worlds that lie beyond. Yet he never dreamed of a sail. He lived as his fathers lived, stole his food, worked his wife, sold his children, ate his brother, content to drink, sing, dance, and sport as an ape. And I tell you, I challenge anybody to refute that with facts. That's exactly what it was. Everything he said, and they did, yes, indeed, they did eat their brother. They were still doing that in the Second World War. My dad could attest to some of that. He was in the Pacific, and he saw some of that stuff. They still had, believe it or not, in the 40s, they still had headhunters and people like that in places like New Guinea, where he was for a short time. The Australian Army did pretty good, I hear, in New Guinea. But anyway, that's true. And Kilroy, you're so right. The only reason they're not like that right now is because so many of them are not really pure black anymore. They've been bred just like these Jews. The Jews' big dream has come true. They've got these blacks mixing with a lot of whites, breeding our race out. But even then, they are just one generation away from the bone of their nose jungle, just like you pointed out. But what do you think about that Thomas F. Dixon? I think the guy was right on the money. He knew that back in 1905, and it's still true today.
It is. It's absolutely true. It's pretty much true not only with blacks, but, I mean, look at the American Indian.
True.
I mean, they keep saying that it's their land because they've been here for thousands of years before the white men came. But, well, then why didn't in 2,000 years or more have they not come up with any technology that could have repelled us? I mean, they've been around as long as we've been around. We were just across the pond doing other things, and obviously we came to them with more than they could fight or resist. So, and it's not like they weren't it's not like we introduced violence to the land. they were being savages to each other long before we ever showed up. They're just butthurt that we won, basically. And look at the worst that we have to offer as white people. I mean, if you want an example, just look at a country like Australia. That was a penal colony. That was where we took the lowest of our low and dumped them on this island called Australia, this continent called Australia, and look how they were able to thrive and become a beautiful place to live in. Even our criminals make utopias. It's basically what I'm getting at.
That is a great point. You know, I've known about that it started as a penal colony, but I never thought of it that way. And you're totally right about that. You know, and the Aborigines, see, they have their so-called Aborigines there in Australia, and God only knows how long they were there. But they never built a hospital. They never built a school. They never built a road. They never built a dam. They never created a medicine. They never developed any type of, medical system. They never created an electrical power plant. Same thing in Africa, like this Thomas Dixon talked about, and even I think it's Dr. Livingston talked about that. You just cannot do. Go ahead.
So they never invented a shoe.
No, they didn't. No alphabet. They didn't invent the wheel.
Or toothbrush. I mean, it's like just the smallest things that we take for granted. You know, most of them didn't even write.
No, they had no alphabet.
Yeah, no, not in their own language or any other.
You know what drives these Satanists, these Democrats, and these so-called progressives and liberals? Progressive is nothing but a damn hardcore Bolshevik. Is that this is absolutely true, and they know it, but it drives them absolutely by God crazy, because that's not the narrative that they want. They don't think they think the world should not be that way. Since they think it shouldn't be that way, then by God, it's not. They're going to ignore reality. With that, people, we got to transition to the second hour now. We're going to bring on Paul Fromm. We're going to bring on Kelly from Canada. And we're going to get old Kilroy's going to hang on if he wants to. So be right back, folks. This is the coffee. This is another 5-minute break.